Welcome back to the Blues on Parade podcast with a little bit of a different episode. Today it's just me, Andres, and I'm recording alone today because I'm about to take a quick break from Blues on Parade main's podcasts. I'm not leaving the podcast by any means. I love this podcast. I love recording with Zach and Sam, but I am becoming a dad, and next time you hear from me, my son will be here. So this is sort of an introduction to what I want to be doing while I'm taking a break from the longer podcasts. So again, work in progress, but I want to put it out there. We're thinking, I'm thinking of doing maybe a mini pod where I can do maybe 5 to 10 minutes of my quick thoughts, whether it's about a match, whether it's about a run of games. It's just going to depend, because for those of you out there who are fathers yourselves, my schedule is not going to be my schedule. I'm going to be revolving around Luca, my son's schedule, and my wife's recovery schedule. So yeah, this is going to obviously take the backseat, as it should, but I still want to do this. It's fun for me. So again, I'm thinking between mini pod videos. I want to hear your input, see how I can make this fun for both you guys listening or wanting to listen, as well as for me to make something just a little bit different than what we're used to here on Blues on Parade. But anyways, back to this, back to Daddy Andy's mini pod. Let's get to it. First off, I want to talk about Potch. And I'm talking Potch in front of the microphone specifically. Mauricio Pochettino, you need to be better. You need to understand that the media loves to pick on Chelsea. So why are you shooting yourself in the foot every time you're behind the microphone? For me, it started a few times with the complaints, the scapegoating injuries, that sort of thing. But then post-Burrow, comparing our injuries and our injuries being the reason to why we couldn't go out and beat Middlesbrough, when they also have 12 injuries and lost two players in the middle of the game, and they are in the championship. We send our kids on loan to teams like Burrow to get experience. Don't ever use that as a cop-out again. And then we fast forward to post-match today, where, you know, I'll take it back. Pre-match to this, he talks about how Caicedo told him that, oh, it's so difficult to play Burrow, which I'm sure there was misspeaking, whatever. But the fact is, don't use another player's words as a reason why you couldn't win a game. That's throwing a player under the bus. That could have gone very south for him very quickly. But again, we fast forward to post-match against Fulham. He's referencing something like, oh, something happened to this team before pre-match that changed how we played, but I can't tell you what it is. So why even bring it up? Again, you're just feeding the hounds with every little thing you're saying. Like, what is the point? Do your part. Talk about the team. Talk about the players. Talk about the tactics. Move on right now. This is just adding to all the other things that are up in the air, whether it's the lack of consistency, lack of goals. Like, don't add more fuel to the fire. So yeah, Potch, get that. On top of getting the pitch and the outcome of the things that you can try to control on the pitch figured out, get your media training figured out. Trash. But let's talk about Fulham match. We won. Fantastic. 1-0 win. I know some people think it's maybe not the most marquee victory or how you got the victory, but I'm feeling pretty high on this match, especially after midweek, because it showed that we can bounce back. It showed that we can have a short-term memory, forget about the awful, awful match that was Middlesbrough, and, you know, go into a derby and win. So pretty simple stuff. The XG had us at 2.19 to their 0.86. So even then, the score was 1-0. XG says we should have won. We suck in front of goal. Matter of fact is, we don't have any killers. So to me, 1-0, fair enough. But again, more stats that kind of like made me feel good about it. There was 10 shots inside the box by Chelsea today. That was really promising. No spamming of crosses into nobody in the box. I loved that as well. But the thing that kind of made me the happiest is that Enzo and Caicedo were actually used the way we want to see them being used. I know this week I was talking to some friends, and my frustration, one of my frustrations that I've had so far this season, is that Poch is an Argentinian manager. You would think that he would somehow get the most out of his fellow countrymen and Enzo. And there's times where Enzo has looked lost or sort of just not the player we saw even under Graham Potter and Lampard. But today he went back to his usual thing, and I think it starts by getting him more involved early on. And 95 touches from Enzo, very direct and vertical way of thinking from Enzo. He had 9 passes into the final third. He even got himself into the box a couple times, 7 touches into the box. If I'm not mistaken, he even completed something like 4 dribbles from a center mid position. So allowing Enzo to be the specialist that he is. You don't have Enzo here to do every job a center midfielder does in football. That is not who Enzo is. That is not who Enzo will ever be. Much like how we didn't ask Jorginho to dribble 80 yards when he was a player for us. Much like Madrid doesn't ask Toni Kroos to be running left and right and making tackles. We need to let Enzo be the quarterback. Every time we win the ball, we need to try to find Enzo early on to let him find those killer passes and just get the ball up the pitch quicker with his passing. His passing is second to maybe just KDB in the Premier League. And I say that very confidently. So I was glad to see him have that sort of control of what Chelsea had to go, like was trying to do all through him. It was great to see that. Even saw a couple of his trademark Travellas. Love that. And then the second part of this partnership was Caicedo. Caicedo, again, having his role maybe even just simplified a little bit. Back to the basics. 3, his passing was perfect as usual. He was in the 90th percentile in terms of completions. Again, fantastic in the buildup. But 3 out of 4 tackles completed, 6 duels won, 6 recoveries off the ball. He is supposed to be the workhorse that goes next to the sort of surgeon who is Enzo, right? So to see them have a combined great game, fantastic. Palmer, it's getting boring how often we talk about Cole Palmer now. Again, another goal. He deserved to take the penalty. So people that want to put, oh, a penalty merchant, he earned that one with an exquisite, tasty through ball pass to Raheem Sterling. He had me completely fooled. It was one of those things where I compare it to a perfectly drawn up American football play action pass where the quarterback pretends he hands it off to the running back. You swear the running back has it. The camera even pans to the running back. Next thing you know, the quarterback throws a 50-yard pass. He looked like he was going to take the shot. I swore he was going to take that shot from outside the box. Next thing I know, ball's at Sterling's feet. And for once, he didn't dive. So Palmer gets to take his penalty and give us a little bit of that Burr celebration to cap it off on him. He's now at 9 goals and 4 assists in the league. And only Jude Bellingham has more goals and assists in the top 5 leagues for any U21 players. That's pretty good company for me. So Cole Palmer, you're the man. This game sort of also just clarified one thing for me, is that Petrovic is our number one keeper. End of discussion. There is no when does Robert Sanchez return. No. Petrovic till the end of the season. Give him more game times so that if it's Pochettino or the sporting directors, they can determine whether we need to go back and splash for a marquee keeper or not. I want to see this guy just be given the rest of the season, regardless of Robert Sanchez's health, because he sticks to the basics. I do not need anything fancy. I need him to come out for crosses. I need him to make stops when he's needed. And that's what he did today. I'm thinking of the Anthony Robinson cross, goes to the back post, somebody gets there. That sort of goal is the thing I'm used to seeing from Akepa, from even sometimes Robert Sanchez. Petrovic makes that save. He made another low save on Raul Jimenez that I liked. And then on top of that, he's yet to give me that emergency ambulance pass that Robert Sanchez kind of made us feel used to. So to me, Petrovic, he's my number one. That's it. No more. Armando Broya, wake up, dude. Wake up. It has to be better. That's it. Not enough from our number 9. It's January. I would expect his level to go up right now because he is the player in the biggest hot seat while Nico Jackson's away. Still not doing enough. But overall, felt the tactics and the output of the tactics was there today. A lot of vertical passes. I mentioned not spamming crosses. And then the play out the back felt a lot more cohesive. It looked controlled, even with Levi Colwell at left back. I thought he had a fantastic game. But yes, overall, I was happy with this game. The last 10 minutes, yes, it's frustrating. Yes, it shouldn't have to come to that. But this is the typical lack of maturity that Chelsea has shown time and time again, where we start making dumb fouls outside the box. We can't even make an easy 5-yard pass in a counterattack after absorbing the pressure from a team that's obviously looking for that last chance to tie the game late. And that's one thing that I think these guys need to just, I feel like we need to go through these growing pains time and time, continue to get the win through the back of these sort of things, to sort of learn how to get better and better on them. Obviously, if we were up 2 goals, it wouldn't have been as big of an issue. But I just feel like this is going to be something we're going to see a lot more of. And Thiago Silva, I know, showed his frustration after Luton with something like this. I think that slow and steady, he's going to get the message across to these guys to try to quit doing those 1-2s in our own box when we're only up a goal and time is dwindling down. It doesn't help that Anthony Taylor wanted to be the MVP. Typical Anthony Taylor, but the less I speak of him, the better. But overall, man, Chelsea's finally in eighth. We're finally out of the double digits on the table. It feels like it hasn't been forever. That's 3 Premier League wins on the bounce, which I believe the commentator said hasn't happened since Project Restart or something like that. Maybe I'm wrong, but that is still crazy that it's either 2020 or 2021 since we last did that. I'll take that as small progress. 5 Premier League home wins on the bounce. That is something that I like to see. Stamford Bridge hasn't been anywhere near what it used to be. So to get 5 in a row, I think that's the baby steps towards trying to make home feel like home again. Still, as a club, this season under Pochettino, have yet to go into half behind goals. I think that that's something that needs to be emphasized, that the first half always seems to go well. Like, this team is obviously, I don't say they're perfectly coached, but the team can fight for 45 minutes before the inexperience comes in. Let's see how much longer that goes. I hope that goals get added to it so that, you know, we can comfortably in these games. But I think that's worth pointing out. And then Chukwuemeka and Chilwell coming back. Knocking on wood. Hope these guys stay healthy. We need to start building back to our strongest 11. I'm hoping that these 2 weeks off or week and a half off, however long it is, can maybe add a name or two back to the healthy side of things. I just miss these guys. Chukwuemeka can give a break to Cole Palmer. Obviously, Chilwell coming back will allow us to have Colwell be playing center back and give us more Colwell performances like today instead of us ragging on the guy who's being played out of position time and time again. So, again, I'm taking this match a little bit more positive than most people. I don't think it moves the needle for me in a way where I'm suddenly extremely confident in Poch as a manager overall. I'm still very much in the middle. I'm hoping for his success because, again, I truly don't think coaching a team like us where we're essentially a glorified U23 side is an easy job. I think he could do better, and I'm hoping I can see the concrete things that allow me to believe he's the right man for the job. This is a good first step to fixing a very bad in terms of Burrow. I think the next 3 matches are key to his and our season overall. So I'm hoping that in the next 3 matches we can get 3 wins. You know, that's the Burrow at home. It's the FA Cup match against Villa. And I think the last one is Liverpool after that. But that's now at the end of January. So these 3, I meant Fulham, Middlesbrough, and Aston Villa. I think those were really important. Fulham win is more of a mental victory for me. That's the important part. The derby, Fulham had just come off of a really good game against Liverpool, and I believe they had beaten Arsenal not too long ago. So again, get the wins, get us into a cup final, and beat Aston Villa, because I think we should be competing with teams like Aston Villa. These guys need to start giving me consistency at a higher level. And so getting the result against Middlesbrough is good to come back from behind because we are a goal back. And then Aston Villa is just about being there with the competition. I'm feeling good about the break. I'm hoping that whatever bad juju is in Cobham doesn't come to haunt us in the next couple of weeks while the players are off. But I'm feeling good, man. Again, this has been your Daddy Andy pod. I am also open to a much better title for whatever this mini segment's called. And if you like this, or if you think I should do maybe something slightly different, feel free to tweet at us at Blues on Parade, or tweet at me directly. I'll be posting this pod on the Blues on Parade Twitter and obviously retweeting it on my personal account. And yeah, not only do I hope you guys are continuing to push and cheering on Chelsea through this very hectic time, but hope you guys can give me some of that same backing. I don't know. Got a big thing coming up. I'm excited, nervous, and all those things about parenthood, trying to give it my best. So, yeah, bear with me during this time while I'm away. And as always, guys, up the Chelsea.